Good morning, sunshine. It is a beautiful Friday, and today we are going to talk about kind of a difficult topic, but one that I think you'll totally feel me on. So let's just jump right in. Welcome back to another episode of Shine Buzz Daily. This one is a special live one. I don't usually do a live on Fridays, but yesterday was crazy busy, so I had to skip the live and do a recorded video instead. Now, while we are waiting for everybody to jump in the chat, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to share with you a little bit of content, and then we're going to do our cards for the day. And then hopefully I'll have about 15 minutes left where I can answer your questions at the end. Today I can't stay the full hour because I have tons going on, but stick with me and let's get this figured out, shall we? All right, so let's talk about being criticized. When you go through a toxic relationship, one of the things that When you go through a toxic relationship, one of the things that happens is that you end up really sensitive to criticism because once you get away from there and you stop getting criticized all the time, any sort of criticism can kind of trigger you back into your old codependent self, right? And so we have to learn or relearn how to listen for and deal with constructive criticism. I'm going to use myself as an example here. So when I first started writing about, talking about narcissistic abuse and recovery, I had a hard time. I began by putting video, well, first I was writing, just writing about it. But when I got on YouTube finally, I started by putting videos that were just kind of slideshows with my voice behind them. And then people started saying, well, we want to see your face. Well, I've never thought of myself as someone who has like a face for video. So it took a while. But eventually I got brave enough and I put my face on video. And I was so afraid that people were going to say, what are you doing putting your face on video? Or, you know, you're not camera material, or you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. Or worse. Well, over the past almost, what, 3.5, 4 years, I have, in fact, gotten all of those comments and then some, right? I've heard all the things. I've heard the worst criticisms you can imagine. And I wouldn't even call them criticisms when I'm talking about stuff like that, because a criticism really is or should be constructive, right? So when somebody's just mean for no good reason, they don't even exist to me. I just delete them now, right? But if somebody comes at me, here's an example. The other day I did a quick story on my phone. I had no makeup on. My face was a little swollen. And what somebody commented and said, look, you have food allergies, there's something wrong, you gotta, you know, blah blah blah, stop eating this, stop eating that, whatever, whatever. And my initial response was, oh, it's another BS comment. But then I read the comment, and even though it was worded in a strong, kind of disrespectful way, the comment actually made some sense. And I started to sort of do some experiments for myself. Biohacking. We'll talk about that soon if you're interested. Anyway, I started to do some experiments with myself and I'm starting to kind of see where maybe that person's right, right? So I'm gonna leave it at that. My point is, the same thing goes for the other comments on YouTube. When I first started, I had people leaving me comments saying things like, your microphone doesn't sound right, or your lights are too dark or too over bright or whatever. And so I started making little adjustments in order to better serve you, basically. So I think that's pretty much what I'm going to tell you about that. With that being said, a lot of times, you know, when we're going through our personal evolution, when we're becoming the person we want to be, we might think, oh, I'd love to try this or try that. Maybe you want to lose a few pounds, or you want to become a painter, or you want to cut your hair different, or you know, change the style of clothing you're wearing, whatever, and you're afraid to do it. And maybe you're afraid to do it because every time you tried that in the past, somebody complained. Somebody gave you grief about it, made you feel bad about it. Like my son, before we moved schools, he used to hate to get his hair cut because the minute he'd get his hair cut, everybody would notice and start giving him crap about it. Well, I didn't really think it was that big of a deal, but it was a really big deal to him. It bothered him that people would talk about his hair. So I guess my point is, a lot of times we don't make the changes that we want, or we're afraid to take risks because we worry that other people are going to criticize us. But there are two types of criticism. There's the crappy kind and the good kind. You know, there's the kind that isn't really criticism, is really just mean and hateful. like probably a lot of our narcissists did, of manipulative and all that stuff. And then there's constructive criticism, which if you take the time to slow down and listen to, could really help you improve something in your life. Like the comment about the food allergies that I got, or the comment about, one of the comments I got early on was people didn't like when I put music under the videos. And because a lot of survivors have sensory issues, it was overwhelming for people. So I stopped doing that and people are happier with it. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, so over time, the narcissist in our life has brainwashed us and made us feel like, you know, and the various other people in our lives, society in general, if we're being honest, they've brainwashed us and they've sort of given us this idea that their feelings hold more weight than our own feelings, right? And we, as humans, don't want to be judged. It's our human nature. We don't like it. It feels yucky to us. But put that on top of somebody who's also been judged forever by some toxic person in their life or people in their life, it's 10 times more intense, right? So if you want to break the old habits that you had as a codependent, as a person dealing with a narcissist, you must be open to criticism. You must not be controlled by people outside of yourself, and you also need to have control of yourself, inner control, right? So the fact is, this is your life, and criticism of the constructive nature might hurt a little bit, but if we can take our emotions out of it and just look at the point of the statement, then sometimes we can grow and improve. Here's another example from my own life. When I was pregnant with my first son, I was so miserable. Oh my gosh. And I was a photographer, and I was working in the studio taking portraits. It was a really busy day, and I was just exhausted, and apparently I wasn't holding up very well, or not on the outside. And my manager came up to me and said, "Listen, you need to go home." And I said, "No, I can't," you know, because at the time I needed the money. And I said, "No, I need the hours." And he said, "Well, somebody just came up to me and said, why are you making that poor pregnant girl work?" So he said to me, and this is going to sound kind of harsh, but he said, "You need to either fake it or you need to go home. Pretend that you feel okay or go home," because he said, "It makes them feel bad when you don't feel good." And I thought about that, and that was a big moment in my life where I realized that I didn't need to, like, let everybody around me know all the things that I was feeling on the inside. You know, I was young, I was only 22, so, but yeah, anywho. So when you're dealing with a criticism, I'm gonna give you a few really quick tips and then we're gonna jump right into the cards. When you're dealing with criticism, you must be able to decipher between the BS and the truth, right? So you have to listen for it. And here are some really quick things to think about. Number one, ask yourself if there's any truth to what that person is saying. Is there something, some kernel of goodness, a little seed of knowledge in there that you can use to make your life better or yourself better? And then also ask yourself, who is this person? Do they know what they're talking about? Obviously, like in the case of the manager at the portrait studio back in the day, he kind of knew what he was talking about. And in fact, side note, I found that faking it actually made me feel better, just so you know. But anyway, and in the case of the people who were talking to me in my comments saying, you know, we don't like the music, we have sensory issues, well, I listened because I knew those people matter because they're you. You know, those people had thoughts and feelings that were important to me because I'm trying to serve them. You understand what I mean? So, but on the same token, you know, I had a narcissist, you know, once tell me that, I'm trying to even think of something. Oh, the narcissist who told me when I was in second grade that artists don't make any money. That was a criticism they didn't know much about. I mean, it's true, artists don't make that much money sometimes, but now in our current day and age, we didn't know that was coming. Moving right along. the next thing you want to do is, you know, carefully consider what they said, if there's any value to it. If there is value to it, you know, think about how you can implement it if you want to. If there isn't value to it, then you have to let go of it, right? And you have to just consider the source, consider the person, move on. If your intuition tells you that it's BS, then absolutely, like I said, let it go. This is the thing. If your gut says to you, you know, this person doesn't know what they're talking about, this criticism is not legit, whatever, then let it go, but give it a chance. you have to be true to yourself and only accept opinions that feel right to you, feel on point to you. And you can't be afraid to have criticism for yourself. Because now I don't want you to beat yourself up, but I want you to be honest with yourself as you're going through this evolution. You understand? So don't be afraid to have criticisms of yourself. Make sure that they are your own opinion, though, and not someone else's. And that's what we talked about the other day with letting go of the old conditioning. So when I do a replay, I'll try to put a link right there to that. But if not, just go look at the Shine Buzz playlist. And ultimately, remember that if you don't like something about yourself, you can change it. Remember that sometimes our own criticisms become tainted by those narcissists in our lives, or other people, other negative forces, people, whatever. And this is all about the conditioning that we experienced from the narcissist and other people. And then other people have told us things throughout the years that we've taken into ourselves, as we just talked about yesterday. And we can learn how to let go of those things when we kind of rethink everything, right? But since we weren't trying to decipher between the truth at that time, our thoughts might be this, like, you ever see a really, really messy desk and there's a paper in there somewhere that you need, but you can't find it? Like that. That's what our heads look like on the inside. So basically, the last thing I'm going to say on this is that all of us will do better if we clean up the criticism and we work on restructuring ourselves and our lives as we evolve. We are like the architects of our own future. So think about it from that perspective and recognize that this is the only way that you can do this if you're going to change yourself. All right. Now I'm going to jump in the cards. I'm going to, let me do it like, ba-dum-bump, time to read the cards. I don't know. Okay. So we are, and then I'm going to jump into the chat with you guys because I'm so excited to see you all. So as always, we are starting today with the DBT Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills Deck. This should be linked in this description, but if not, I'll add it after the stream goes back live. And this is another mindfulness skill that we are doing. I mean by the stream posts afterward. So this is a mindfulness skill, and it says, get ready, write this down. This is your homework. Okay. Practice band of light meditation. Ooh, I love this. Ooh, it's so exciting. Okay. Write this down. Sit quietly and relax using mindful breathing. Now imagine a narrow band of white light moving down your entire body. As it moves, notice sensations on those parts of your body that pass below the band. Do your best to observe those sensations without judging. Relax further. Try it today. It's a good one, right? All right. Yes, Malta. Hello, Malta. Hello. Okay. And our affirmation for today is from, as usual, the Super Attractor deck. Again, this will be linked in the description below. But if, listen, you don't have to buy these. I'm not telling you that for that purpose. Just put it there in case you want it. You know, I'll just put it there in case you want it. But I'm sharing all of these cards and all of those cards with you during this series. So you will have access to every single one in the next few weeks. All right. So this is the affirmation for today. Get ready to write this down because this is what you're going to. Hello, Bonnie. What's for tea? Hello. Yes. Body scanning. What's for tea? That's right. Okay. Today's affirmation is, I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith. Let me start over. I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become a reality. It's perfect. I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become my reality. So I'm going to hold that up because I think Belle asked me to do this the other day. So I'm going to hold it up while I talk about it. So everybody write this down if you're going to use this. I hope you can see it okay. And start asking your questions because I'm jumping in the chat and I will be here for approximately 15 more minutes to talk with you and then I have to shoot off, but let's do it. All right. Hey, Jen, E-Rock, Purdy Alley. Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome. All right, let me see here. We have our awesome, the Mod Squad, highly represented today. Love it, love it. Maura, Malta, hello, happy to see you guys. Bonnie, Jeff, okay, going up to the top. Hello, Martha, Jeannie. Life is a journey, changing my life. Hello, hello, Malta. I know I said it already, but I'm so happy to see you. Ashley, hey, E-Rock, hello. E-Rock said, thank you so much for paying attention to what I was saying yesterday and addressing in the live stream. My pleasure. Jeannie, oh, thank you. I tried a new styling thing today. There's these little plastic things, and it's heat-free. Crazy. You just put it in while it's a little damp, and you roll them up, and then you snap them shut, and they're soft. Oh, my gosh. They're awesome. Anyway, I'm going to try them again. Oh, thank you. Changing My Life loves my outfit. Jeannie says hello to E-Rock. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, E-Rock. Hello, Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte. And we have C is back in the house today. And Charlotte, hello, hello. Oh, thank you, Charlotte. I appreciate you. CC Garner, hello. Thank you. And okay, we're going to start right here. Oh, hey, Belle. Okay. E-Rock says, you're right, criticism is different. Yes, but how often do people really give constructive criticism? What does that look and feel like? I hope I gave you some examples when I was talking that kind of explained that to you. But really it is, it's about, like I said, with that manager when I was 22, I was still very immature and I didn't understand that it wasn't appropriate to let people know I was feeling like crap. And so the manager came to me and it was kind of harsh what he said. But I had to listen because, and it, I'll admit when he first said it, I was kind of butthurt about it. But I didn't let it continue to be a thing. I changed because, you know, when you're young and broke, you got to pay the bills. but it turned out to be a piece of advice that actually has changed my whole life in some really positive ways. And if I knew where that dude was, I would totally call him up and tell him because it really helped me not only learn how... not only have a better idea and understanding of what makes people feel comfortable, but also to learn how much of myself I should be sharing or not. You know what I mean? And I think it was Emily Post who said that a true lady, as in someone who has manners, makes everyone around her feel comfortable. And I always want people around me to feel comfortable. You know what I mean? All right. I hope that's a little helpful. I just totally went off track there. let's see here. Belle says, my gosh, Angie, from the moment I saw you and heard you share, all I was aware of was your pure beauty. Thank you so much. I can't even say it right. Thank you, Belle. She said, especially love your early videos with no makeup and a mug of coffee. That's authentic beauty. Well, thank you. I don't feel super beautiful, especially then, but I do appreciate that. And I do, I'm okay with how I look now and I'm okay with how I looked then. You know, so I've done the complete and total self-acceptance thing. I'm aware of the bad stuff and I'm kind of aware of the good stuff. And I just love myself for who I am and accept myself for flaws and all. It's a good thing. Nancy says that that's funny because your beautiful face is what first caught my attention. And then I realized how intelligent you are. You've helped me so much. Thank you. I'm going to tell you something. The best thing anybody could ever say to me is how that they realized how intelligent I am. Because that's the one thing, and that's going to sound, I'm going to sound arrogant, but I think you guys will feel me on this. I never doubted that one thing about myself. I always knew that growing up, I didn't feel attractive. I didn't feel cool. I didn't feel anything except I knew one thing. I was smart. That's what kept me going. So thank you. I appreciate that. And in fact, Nancy, something else. And I know, Belle, let me just say this. Belle, I know exactly what you mean. And I appreciate that. And I know that you're not just talking about physical beauty. Okay. But I want to say this. I've had a few situations where people who I thought were my friends, this is really hard. I don't want to cry, but I'm going to tell you guys because I think you'll feel me on this. they came at me in a way that they were mostly men, and I don't mean any disrespect to the men here because I know none of our men are like that those people. But they would come at me, and I would think we had this great conversation. For example, here's an example. I'm not going to name names because I think that would be inappropriate, but there was a certain rapper that I was close with, and we had this great conversation about marketing, and I was really excited to be part of his thing, and he invited me to his album drop party, and I went. Now this is not a major rapper that you probably haven't heard of this person, so don't be thinking it's Nelly or anybody, but I went to the drop party, and I had a good time. It was really fun, and then I went to leave, and it was not in, like, you know, it was kind of a city part of the area. And so this person was kind enough to walk me back out to my car and then asked me in a very inappropriate favor right there in the parking lot. And I just lost it because I thought this person was my friend and that we were on this intellectual equal level. And then it turned out that he was just seeing me as one of the probably many little, and it really, really, I cried for 3 days. And it's so stupid. But so when you, so thank you. There's a little something y'all didn't need to know about me. And it's happened other times as well. And that's the thing that I don't want to talk about. But my point is, I do appreciate that. Okay. Belle of Amherst says, E-Rock. Seth says, oh, I like how you said that. E-Rock, you said, it's the Belle of Amherst. I love that. Okay. Seth says, well, they should try to start their own YouTube channel first and then judge and criticize. Right? No, but really, I don't mind if it's constructive because I really do want to serve you guys. So if there is something that I do that you hate, tell me because I'll try to stop doing it unless everybody else loves it. Because, for example, when I do those little brutal honesty polls that I do, I don't know if you guys have participated, but every now and then somebody will say, don't sing question of the day. And so then I'll go into and I'll ask everybody, do you hate the question of the day thing? And most people like it when I sing question of the day. So I just, that's just me. I sing everybody. I sing my kids' names to them when they walk in the room. That's who I am. That's weird. I know. E-Rock says, same here. I echo Belle's sentiment. You're so stylish. Oh, thank you. And colorful. That I appreciate because, yeah, thank you. Yeah, not love mommy. Just saying, I know. Thank you. I appreciate you. Jen Archer says, good morning. E-Rock says, hear, hear to Seth. Right on. And Seth says, maybe they just don't like your message and that is why they criticize you. I think some people, yes. When they're mean about it, yeah, absolutely, that's why they're doing it. And honestly, I have this, there's one person who has gotten very creepy and crazy about it. And I'm pretty sure that she must be a narcissist and somebody must have left her because of something I said in a video or something. But I've just blocked her everywhere, so no big. let's see here. Belle says, it's my dear friend E-Rock. Hey, Caden, how are you? Caden says, we learned how to give constructive criticism during acting classes in high school, and it's also important to consider the source of criticism. Absolutely, yes. Hello, let's see. Nancy says to Belle of Amherst, me too, I love her early vids with the coffee mug. Thank you. I should bring the coffee mug back. E-Rock says to Caden, yes, the source. Dana and Angie said, stop accepting criticism from people that you wouldn't take advice from. Yeah, darn right. Same, either way. Yeah, absolutely. E-Rock, I didn't have coffee at home this morning, so I rushed out to get some with my dog and scurried back. Aw, that's so cute. I would have done the same thing, except I would have left my cats at home, but I don't have a dog. All right, Malta, Belle says, Malta, oh, it's been far too long. I trust you're well. So, yeah, I'm always so happy to see Malta when he makes it. And Grace Ferris says, hello. For those of you who are new around here, let me tell you why I'm so excited to see Malta. Maybe you don't know. when I first started doing daily live streams, 2 years ago, Malta came in and I asked him to be a moderator. And he did it to the point that it was, I've never seen such a moderator in my life. He learned all the things and he was there every single day. And then he ended up giving me, I want to say 6 or 2 weeks notice or something before he had to stop being here daily. But he was like, it was like the Angie and Malta show, you know? So I really love and appreciate him. And I just, for those of you who don't know the whole story, now you know. Well, you don't know the whole story, but you know a little bit why. hey, Jesse. E-Rock, 3 weeks sober today. I'm so proud of you. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. I would love you to come in every time I do a live stream and tell me how you're doing with that. You don't have to share the whole thing if you don't want to, but I know how hard that is. And I know as an empath why it's so easy for us to struggle with sobriety. So good for you. I'm really proud of you. Yes, Jen, absolutely. It should be helpful, not hurtful. But let me say this. Sometimes we as survivors are a little sensitive. So we have to kind of really stop and ask ourselves, is this, you know, I feel upset about this, but is it because it's too close to home or is it because it's BS, you know? And I think when I learned how to do that, that really made a lot of positive changes in my life. So, okay. Malta says he's well and he's grateful to be with us all this morning. I'm always happy to see you. All right, let's see here. I'm so excited to see Jen, Malta, and Mora all here today because I've three of the awesome mod squads at the same time. It's amazing. And I'm pretty sure Malta's the one that named us the mod squad, wasn't he? Okay. E-Rock says, is there anything constructive about self-criticism? It just seems so toxic and probably blurred by other people's criticism. That's not a friendly voice when I'm criticizing myself or others. Great question. I think there can be something constructive about self-criticism, but only when it's done with love, self-compassion, right? Here's an example. So you guys know I lost a whole bunch of weight a while back, like 5 years ago. And life's gotten a little more complicated in certain ways recently, and I've kind of gone off track and gained a few pounds back, and I'm kind of stressing about it. But what I realized is that beating myself up about it isn't going to help. Hating myself and all that, not going to help. So instead of that, I'm staying positive and I'm just doing what I know works. And so I'm moving a little more and using my Fitbit. Again, my Fitbit is back. And I'm, you know, doing those little challenges with my friend. And, you know, so I'm just trying to be more positive and less lazy when it comes to movement. And I think that's really going to help as well as other stuff, which I'll talk about in Monday's video. Okay. And yes, Jeff, in terms of criticism, first, is it true? And even if let's say that a toxic person comes to you and says, you know, I don't like the way you park your car sideways in the yard or whatever. That's a lame thing to say. But whatever, they're complaining about something that is an opinion and that maybe you really shouldn't be parking in the yard, but maybe you have some construction going on so you don't have a choice or whatever. You know what I mean? So even if there is some truth to what they're saying, it doesn't mean it's accurate, right? Just because there's a kernel of truth doesn't mean it's accurate for you, because a lot of criticism is based on opinion. You know what I mean? So just keep that in mind as well. Belle says to E-Rock, I just saw your comment on fragility. You echoed my inner self perfectly. I'm so sorry you're suffering, but I feel not so alone now. That's a beautiful way to put it, Belle, and I'm so sorry that you're hurting today. Let's see. E-Rock says to Belle, I'm glad what I shared helped you feel less alone. Same here by you telling me that I'm feeling less alone. Oh, by you telling me that I'm feeling less alone. Oh, I love you guys. Safe space. I love that. Or as Mo Cowboy says, a safe enough space. And that's the truth. Okay. Oh, you guys are awesome. Okay. I love that you're so supportive of E-Rock and each other in general. That's a beautiful thing. Oh, that is great news. Life is a Journey now has a safe person at his or her job. I'm sorry. That avatar is confusing. I can't tell if it's a man or a woman. So I'm just going to say your job. Grace says, currently receiving critical comments from my stepmom. I really don't talk to them because they're so critical and have no connection with my dad. He had surgery this week and she is criticizing me for not being there. Well, you know what to do, right? If she's somebody that you must deal with, then deal with her as minimally as possible. And when she's just saying things that are just mean and hateful for no reason, then disregard those things and, if possible, minimize contact further. Somebody like that, you know, I don't think it's wrong to go no contact from toxic people, even if they're our parents. I've done it. So, I think our sanity is more important than all of that. And I think the guilt factor, I know the guilt factor gets better. So, yeah. What's for tea says, oh, wait a minute. I missed that. E-Rock says, it's becoming more and more horrifyingly clear to me that my mother's on the psychopathic spectrum. I got a random text from her that I saw this morning that she left late at night, and one of her classically long voicemails. I saw it in my visual voicemail app and I just deleted it. It makes me feel bad, but I can't expose myself to it anymore. No, you can't, especially right now when you're going through trying to get sober and stay sober. I mean, and all the things, but the journey to sobriety is a big one. And it's something, you know, my best friend from college struggled with alcoholism and addiction, and I helped her through that. But I know up close how difficult it is. And I haven't become addicted to drugs or alcohol, but I'm pretty addicted to coffee and obviously apparently a little food sometimes. I know it's very hard. And I agree with you. You should definitely minimize negative people as much as you can when you're going through that. You don't need any more weight on your shoulders right now. And so I'm proud of you for taking care of yourself that way. What's for Tea says, I told a friend I started feeding birds again, which I always loved in my former life. She said, my sister does that. I told her to get a life. I let it go, but really it was a mean thing to say. Yes, it was a mean thing to say. And see, that's one of those things that is not a constructive, that's just mean. It's not gonna criticism. It's just mean and snotty and like condescending, you know? You did the right thing by letting it go, but it really was a mean thing to say. That is absolutely what we're talking about here. That's an example of a not criticism. It's an example of just being mean for no reason, you know, or probably because she has low self-esteem, I'm guessing, the friend. Jen says, my narcissist told me I couldn't talk to people, so I quit for like a year. Not constructive criticism. Oh, I couldn't talk to people, right. Jen, you're the best. Don't listen to that. And I know you didn't because you're now thriving, but I'm just saying, good for you for getting past it. But it sucks that you had to be silent for a year, you know? But maybe that was what it took for you to recognize, because I know you did all the things that you had to do regardless of anything. And I'm so proud of you. I never say all your details, but I just want you to know how proud of you I am, just in case I haven't told you lately. Okay, E-Rock, I got that one. Okay, Grace says, how do I deal with criticism of my character when I don't really want to be there anyway? I have no connection to him. All right, Grace, listen, consider the source. Start there. Recognize that him assassinating your character is really just about him trying to control you and own you. It's not really about you at all. It's about him and his own issues, his own need to control, his own need to dump his emotional garbage on you. And if you can look at it from the perspective of, oh, and by the way, a lot of times he's projecting his own crap onto you, I bet, right? If you can look at this from the perspective of a scientist while you're still there and start doing some research, I have a ton, like 1,600 videos covering narcissistic behavior and how to deal with it. But do some research, find out, you know, this is what gaslighting looks like and that's what projection looks like. For me, that was the key. Being able to look at it like a scientist, kind of pull my emotions back in order to see what I was seeing without letting my emotions take me down. So when you're in that, it's like you're in battle right now. Being in a situation where you're living with a person and dealing with a person every day who is toxic to that level, it's like you're having a battle, a war, you're at war. And so by going through that, if you pull yourself back emotionally and you look at it from the perspective of a scientist, you'll almost start to feel sorry for him. Don't let that happen, because you'll start to see how prevalent that disorder is in him, you know? And you'll, when you can categorize and label their behaviors, it takes the sting out. I hope that's helpful. Hope it's a little helpful. Let's see here. Hello, Frankendahl. Belle says to Malta, I'm so happy to hear you're well. I'm still here seeking help and understanding, and most of all, the amazing support created here, one step at a time. Yes, indeed. All right, I'm supposed to be gone 2 minutes ago, but I'm going to try to get a couple more questions. I really hate to leave early, but I don't have a lot of choice. But I'm going to try to grab a couple more before I go. Okay. Jeff says, in terms of criticism, think of the original Sleeping Beauty and Maleficent's trash talk. It's pathos, hate. You are an eloquent writer, and I am not an eloquent speaker today, my friend. It's pathos-laden hate speech, which you hold in disbelief to transcend. That is powerful. Let me read that again a little bit less muddled, hopefully. Jeff, you're an interested... I really like the way you think. Jeff says, in terms of criticism, think of the original Sleeping Beauty and Maleficent's trash talk. I'm sure I'm saying that... It's pathos-laden hate speech, which you hold in disbelief to transcend. I love that. And that's, hold it in disbelief to transcend it. Jeff, thank you. That's a really good one. Okay. Hey, E-Rock. E-Rock says, my father's the critical voice in my head. You've got to learn how to live in this world. I now realize he himself has no idea to live in this world. There you go. There you are looking at it like a scientist. So I want... I want Grace to think about that, you know, what E-Rock said. You know, he now realizes his father doesn't know how to live in the world, you know? Okay. Bonnie, Kayla, Malta. Okay. All right, guys. I am. Oh, thank you, Madison Drew, and welcome back, my friend. Big hugs to you, Jen. I love you too. Jeff says, Snow White says morally, don't eat poison apples. Yeah. Hey, Nargis. Hello, hello. And Bonnie says, okay, this is, Bonnie says, I thought my sister was my friend. Turns out she was a major covert backstabbing narcissist. Ooh, hard to believe that I considered her my best friend my whole life. I feel you, honey. I do. And I'm so sorry. I know your story, and I know, but in a way, Bonnie, let's look at the silver lining. In a way, by your sister being the horrible person that she is, you did get that other narcissist off your back a little bit. Now you're starting to live again, and I'm really excited for that. So let's try to focus on that good stuff as we're moving forward, because there is so much good there, you know. And I know you still have the one left, but you're wearing your makeup again, and you're moving in the right direction, and I'm super proud of you for that. Okay. Sarah Lee. Oh, Grace says, thank you. Because my dad, I forgot to look at it like a scientist. Yes, you've got this. Yes, you do. Good for you. All right. Somebody is calling my phone in the other room. My Fitbit is like, hello, your phone is ringing. It's from unknown, so I'm just going to let it go. All right. All right. Sarah Lee says, since being narc-free for 3 years now, I have a great connection with my pets and wild animals. I'd rather spend time with my horses every day than people. And I saw something about a kangaroo. Where'd it go? Oh, goodness. Okay. Sarah Lee, I lost your comment. I'm so sorry. All right. I have to rush off. But as long as YouTube allows you to stay here and keep chatting, please do. I will go back and read the chat before I repost the video. I always try to do that. And I will see you tomorrow. Listen, those of you who said that you wanted to know the stuff about how a narcissist would represent on the MBTI scale, I will be doing an in-depth thing on that for tomorrow. It won't be live. It'll be recorded. But it'll be done tomorrow. So watch for that. Otherwise, I'll see you guys on Monday for another episode of Shine Buzz Daily. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. I genuinely appreciate you so much. I hope you know that. I'll see you really soon. If I can find my thing. Here it is. Okay. All right. See you soon.